Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Ellen Rohr back on the show. I know, settle down. I'm excited, too. We got work to do here. Ellen is back. Don't buckle your seatbelts. Do not unbuckle them. She's a force of nature. She's the bare bones biz lady. She's the columnist. You see her columns all over the place. She's the author of the Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan. Bare Bones Biz Plan. That's the first one. And the weekend one came later. And so many bare bones publications and books that she's written. We couldn't do without her. Ellen, welcome back.
Hey, hey. Hi, Jim. Love coming on your show.
We love having you on the show.
I always get inspired. You are the show, man.
I was telling
the
audience.
Sidekick.
I was seeing folks. I told you. I warned you. You didn't believe me. So, okay, Ellen, I was telling the audience before you got here about your ideas of developing and encouraging and nurturing and training and executing with your teams, and I was just saying, what's one of the best reasons to do this? And the best reason I could think of was so you don't have to work so hard. What do you think?
Oh, it's one of a million reasons to take full responsibility for training your team. The number one thing I hear out there in the world on the seminar trail when I'm visiting with contractors or talking to our franchisees is this whiny exclamation, am I being judgy, of I can't find great people. So, you know, the great people are out there. They're just not working for you. And everything that you need to change happens within your hula hoop. And we're going to share how you can find and train great people. We'll focus on training great people today. We just have only time to focus on one area. But, yeah, like you said, one of the things you don't have to do is the same thing over and over again. Or micromanage your team.
Right.
They call you every 2 seconds. Should I build a truck?
A helicopter boss. So the thing that I want to comment on your comment about the current employment situation. There is a crisis in America of finding qualified people. But what I think your point is, what I like about what you're talking about is, okay, how bad it is or not with in your area, you still are responsible for making your business go and grow. And so what you're talking about is what a lot of people are increasingly realizing. If I'm going to grow my team, I'm probably going to have to do it organically. I'm not going to necessarily be able to walk out on the street and pull somebody off. I'm going to have to find somebody and turn them into a good employee when they weren't to start with. What do you think?
100%. So what is your game plan? To wait around till the rest of the world comes up with a training program? Or are you going to come up with a training program and start them now? And in some states, you know, I work with a lot of plumbing, heating, cooling, dirty jobs guys,
right,
do drain cleaning. In some states, it takes 5 years to become a journeyman plumber.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how fast did the last 5 years go? I mean, if you start now, 5 years from now, you'll have this engine of, people coming through your training system and getting good. Or 5 years from now, you'll still be whining about it.
25 years ago, one of my best friends owned a heating and air conditioning company, a high end. He was the leader in the market. And he realized if he wanted to have the best refrigeration, HVAC people that fit his standards, he was going to have to do it himself. He literally started his own school in his business, and they didn't train anybody else, just their own people. But he got his people qualified, certified, right there under his own roof, and his business just leapt off the ground.
Oh, that's the only solution to the challenge. And it is easier than you think because you don't have to do this alone. If you have even one person working for you Or the day you hire your first employee, you could say, hey, what do you think about helping me write down, video, record how we want to do things
right.
so that we can maintain our standards, that you know what to do, that we can hold people accountable. Are you in? 100% will say, sure, I'll help you.
He trained trainers. I mean, his own employees became the teachers, the instructors.
You know, that helps with that whole cycle. My friend Al Levy says that every day you are recruiting, hiring, orienting, training, and retaining.
Right.
On the retaining piece, your older, your veterans on your team are going to love having their thumbprint on the new
And making them pitch. Leaders like that
yes.
is what makes them stay with you when people try to poach them. Hold on to that.
Oh, no, we already have music.
Right back with Ellen Rohr. We got more to come. We're going to roll our sleeves up and see what she has to say. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.